Okay, based on Acts chapter 20, verse 28, I'm going to make an apostolic and a pastoral correction for your protection. Sometimes something seems so good, it's too good to be true. But I recognize this multi-level marketing and this pyramid scheme have been trying to come into church. We dealt with the telephone. We dealt with the girdles. We dealt with gold. We've dealt with vitamin product. These people keep coming up with these schemes, and they want to pollute the body of Christ as if they're going to be make people rapidly rich. In the multi-level marketing, the guy who come up with the idea, they don't want to make the money, and the first person they contact in any vicinity, they make the money. But the idea here, now they come out with a sanitary napkin proclaiming that it has potential to keep you healthy. Now, as far as I'm concerned, in all my lifetime, I never heard of no sanitary napkin killing nobody. I ain't heard no report on it or nothing. I don't know where this is coming from. This is another form of psychology, another form of deception. And the body of Christ cannot be stupid and fall for all these little things these people come up with. It's breaking out in my area, but I'm shutting it down now. All the churches that are under me, I've already informed my leaders, but I wanted to talk to you personally about it. That is not of God. And matter of fact, I cursed the whole thing because I have to, because people are trying to use my name, and they cannot use my name for this type of demonical deception in the body of Christ. So therefore, anybody who associated or connected with me at any form, if you have become a part of it, I want you to shut it down now in the name of Jesus. Because all they're doing is catching people in the body of Christ who are weak and who will not permit the Spirit of God to lead them, and think this is a get-rich-quick scheme and nobody get rich. And then who knows what in these napkins? The napkin might have part in them that making to cause a deception in your body. And so you have to think for yourself. So I'm calling the body of Christ to order as an apostle of Jesus Christ. The scripture said, take heed to yourself and to all the flock, which the Holy Ghost make you overseer. There in the 28th verse, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Now notice verse 29, and this is what this is, whether you call it something else or not. All these technical words and insight are devilish, because they're trying to bring something in the church that should never come into the church. Why they come to the church with it? Because church people are not informed, and church people are looking for another way. Listen, we're going to let the Lord lead us. Watch this. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Then it says in verse 30, watch this thing you that start from somebody who proclaimed to be a Christian. In verse 30, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking from verse 10, to draw away disciples after them. Now look, notice this. Now money is involved here. I heard somebody say on the line, talking about if it wasn't for money, it wasn't even money, they'll put it out. That is a flat foot lie. This is all about money. This ain't about no friendship, kinship, love ship, no other kind of ship. All right? It's all about money. And I want you all to know who following me, we are not going to be taking this. This thing, it's going to dissipate just like all the rest of them. It might go look like strong for a while, the telephone did. But it caused his churches to shut down. It caused people to lose their faith. It caused families to break up, because they've got so much involved in that thing. And anything of the devil is to destroy you. This is not of God. I'll stand on it, on the mountaintop, at the White House, and in the outhouse. This is not of God. And I need the body of Christ. We got to grow. I'm teaching maturity now. We got to grow. We can't let this world use us. Not another day. Not another day. So he says in the 31st verse, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, the Apostle Paul said, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And that's what I'm doing now. Now, verse 32 hit the ball. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. These are a rout of people trying to make money, and they're putting a damper on the laws of the Spirit, the laws of sowing and reaping, tithes and offering. They're there for you. Don't let nobody pull you off the trail with this quick stuff. And none of them things out yet. Ain't nobody tried them out yet. I mean, they're out. It's just a mess. And it's an indignation to bring this in the body of Christ and to bring women to the point of this scenario. It's just not right. And so we call it to a halt. I had one of my son's daughter was on the line. I called her immediately. I told her to go back on and retract that statement. We are not going to be a part of this. Now, if any of y'all listen to me that have already become a part of it, I understand, but then I don't understand, because I want you to back off it, shut it down immediately. All the churches, the 89, 88 churches on earth, all of them, we're not going to participate in no multi-level marketing. I mean, in the name of Jesus. Now, I say it right now. I put up with this mess long enough as an apostle. Now I'm going to take my authority. I curse it at the root. I curse it at the root. Just listen to this, who we are. I'm going to share this with my Bible, my students tonight. But we are, by the nature of the church, we are the assembly of God, called in Ephesians 1:22. What does that mean, apostle? We're the governmental spiritual authority in the earth realm. If you read in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, it says the government is upon his shoulder. We are here to represent Christ, not ourselves, and not no multi-marketing. You got to understand that. You got to listen. Secondly, we're the body of Christ. We are agents of God. We the one took Jesus' place. We are agents of change. We the salt of the earth. We the light of the world. We the yeast. We cause things to multiply. We cannot let them turn us to a quick, getting rich, quick scheme. We have to listen to the Holy Spirit. You can check the Holy Spirit out about this. I think I'm led by the Spirit. Not only that, we are his workmanship. If you read it in an Amplified Bible, God have already preordained and design our life to live the good life. We must stop letting this messed up world mess our trail up of following God. The good life is doing things God way. These people come up with these ideas, think they're so smart. They are not smart, because now they're telling us they're smarter than God. They got a better way than God. Why would they bring it in the church? Won't they bring it to the honky-tonk? Won't the people in the honky-tonk got better sense than do it? And the church going to have to grow up. And so we're his workmanship. Read that. And then we're his family. We're God's family. According to Ephesians 2:19. We're members of God's family. And Jesus is our elder brother. Would Jesus fall for this? No. You know what Jesus did? He got a whip. And he went in the temple. And he drove them out. They were selling stuff up in the church. He made him a holy indignation and anger came on the master. We are bringing at large people who get involved with things, trying to go some other way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father by me. He's saying about God got your back. God got everything set up for you. Stop kicking the bucket over. You get the bucket half full, let somebody come along with some bright idea, kick the bucket over. Listen, we're trying to be used and we're trying to be abused. And unless we men and women of God who knows the word of God, knows the spirit of God, stand up and stop this mess and don't care who get angry about it. If you look in Jeremiah chapter 17, you'll find out those who put their trust in man, they're going to fail. They're not going to even see prosperity when it comes. And so we had to put our trust in God. Not only with the family, we're the temple of God. We are God's dwelling place. In other words, God lives in us because we're clean. He made us clean. He wants to make wise decisions, do wise things. This is not wise, because this is just an insult to God's intelligence, insult to my intelligence as an apostle. This is just a money hustle. That's all this is. All this good psychological talk I heard on the line, the internet. That's just foolishness. They ain't smart. They're dumb. They're broke. It's broke people trying to tell you how to get rich. They ain't got no money. If they had money, it'd be one thing, but they ain't got nothing. They on credit. They're living at the bottom of the bucket themselves. How in the world, I almost said something else, how in the world they going to tell you how to live? Then so we're the temple of God. We're God's dwelling place. So we represent God. God told us he's going to take care of us. We got over 8,000 promises from God. I'm going to start teaching on promises Wednesday night. I want you to listen. We've got 8,000 promises. God has already provided for us everything we need. I'm going to South Carolina. I'm going to teach on kingly prosperity, kingship prosperity. We're going to talk about discipleship, partnership, all kind of ship, kingship. There's a kingship prosperity God wants us to live in. But somebody keep coming along, making an offer to take the place of the teaching of the Bible. Now, we the bride. We are to show forth his glory. God's glory. God's glory is on the inside of us. In John 17:22, Jesus said, give us the same glory that he had. And so we're supposed to be showing forth God's glory in the earth realm. And then we the army of God. Now, here's where it started. This is an attack on the body of Christ that they cannot see sometimes. That's what we, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, for. That's why I train my men and girls who are under me to know when to stop something. Now, a lot of churches been with the telephone. I know of a man had a large ministry. And that thing was all excited. That man dropped down to almost no members now. He just about to lose his ministry because that thing at the end, it fizzles out. The bottom fall out. Now, this is an insult. When they told me they were talking about a sanitary napkin, Jesus Christ, how low can you go to try to make a dollar? Like I said, let me repeat myself. I've been here quite some time in life. I ain't never heard no doctor, no psychologist, no person ever told me my wife died because of sanitary napkin. I never heard that. It's just a jacked up, messed up, stupid, ignorant, jackass, black, dark, rusty. I can't find the word for this stuff here, trying to bring this stuff in the body of Christ. We will not have it. And I know you all are wise enough to know when I speak, and then I cursed it. I cursed this pyramid because I'm tired of it. We done went through the gold deal, talking about buy gold. And I got a man upset with me now. I ain't thinking about no buying no gold. Why you want my money for, why you won't send my money for the gold if the gold's so good? You keep it. So it's just stupidity. And body of Christ, we are coming into the greatest moments of our life. We need to understand, a quick understanding of walking in the fear of the Lord. Other words, and you find that in Isaiah 11 and 3. Walking in the fear of the Lord is the awesomeness of God. He's almighty. We're just coming into our inheritance now. That's why we're getting bombarded with all these different people who trying to, listen to me, trying to pimp us. It's a pimp walk. They tell you about they're so much concerned about you and they got all the people rallying around them. No, this is a pimp walk. They're trying to be somebody they're not. They're high-minded. They're trying to become rich off of you. Only one person will get the money. And then that thing will fizz out. So don't you fall for this. I'm here as an apostle of correction today. We need an apostle in our system that is not afraid of these people. So take a heed of that. Take a heed of the 7 pictures I showed you. Our government must work. Our authority must work. Our dominion must work. We must rely on the Holy Ghost. Rely on God. If God promised to bless me, I'm going to rely on him and not on the doctrine of men or not on these fads that are coming up and taking me to start. So any, now, let me repeat myself. Any of you online, how many online now?
It's 230.
All right. Any of you all online, if anybody have contact you, any way you got into it, I want it retracted and I want you to correct it and not get involved in this because this thing, not going to make no millionaires. It's just going to fizz out, and then they're going to leave the church in another bad position. The body of Christ going to watch in these last days. More stuff going to come up. I'm going to be here. And I'm going to stand on the wall. I got an apostolic team of preachers and pastors, the apostolic team of intercessors. We're standing on the wall because now it's time for Ephesians 4, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, 16 to come alive, that you can be for the perfecting of the saint. You see, all these things are stopped. They want to stop the completion of the saint because they want to give somebody else credit that did it, and in some kind of disguised way, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so here's what I am here for this morning, to know that we're going to maturity, we're going to do our work, and we're going to be built up by Christ himself. Let me tell you in my closing, if you work the word will work for you. As I said, you got over 8,000 promises. In those promises, God have stuffed your inheritance. And you have to know by faith and grace and the promise, you can be, you can have, you can do exactly what God says. So I want y'all to go to work as agents of change. I want y'all to go to, I want the pastors, I want the ministers, I want all the lay persons that is connected with us on this line, go to work. Know how to say no. Know how to say the apostle said no. Know how to say Jesus said no. And I believe we'll be at safety. I thought to come online all at once this morning. This thing got the boisterous on the inside of me. I'm not going to let this happen to the body of Christ. We've come too far. We've made too many changes. We're almost there. We're getting to a place where we know how to work the word, know how to work the seed, know how to believe God, and know how God's going to bring us out. I call you debt free. Amen. I call all your need met. I declare money comes to you. I declare the money just keep on coming. I declare that God can get anything, anytime, from anywhere, through anybody, to you. Let him do it. Don't let nobody interrupt your flow. This is a flow interruption, this is. We got to stop and clean this mess up. This is a contamination that is not of God. And I declare and decree that God will shut it down instantly, or somebody better watch out. This is not of God. God bless you. I'll see you next time. We haven't got the maturity, insight that we need yet. See, I'm going to deal with the promises of God Wednesday night. Everything already put in the promise. You see, a promise, Jesus was a promise, all right? When he came, God placed in him all the promises. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when they nailed Jesus to the cross, they actually was preparing him to manifest all the promises. Mm-hmm. When he rose from the dead, all 8,000 promises was fulfilled in Jesus. Now, when they tell us that we already have everything, you look and say, I don't have this. You have it, but it's hidden in the promise. So when we learn how to trust the promises of God, all the promises of God, the Bible says, are yea and amen in him. The reason it's in him is because he's the one who brought him here. And so when the Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now remember, spiritual blessing are the origins of any manifestation or any demonstration. So there has to be a birthing. These things that already ours, we have to birth them through faith, grace, and the promise. So when we become fully persuaded of the promise that he's able to perform what he promised, see, so our job is to dive into the promises. And I think two things that, one thing had been missing, and the Lord told it to me this morning. See, meditation is one aspect of it, but observation is the other part of it. In other words, you remember saying Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there and day and night. What did he say next? That thou may observe. See, the observation part is pay attention to where you're going, pay attention to what you're doing, so you can work with it. So then you can cause it to happen. Why would he say it? Even prior to that, why would he say in Joshua 1:8, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate day and night, and thou may observe all that written there, and then thou shall make thy way prosper and have good success. He said that because he had set us up to have it already provided for us. And if we obey him by faith and walk in his grace, we can go into any one of them promises and get out just what he said. The reason, see, people talk about parables, they talk about proverbs, they talk about different things, but the promise is the man deposit box. See, that's why you have to have faith. See, your faith has the key to the promise. And grace is the promise. And when you understand that, when you're dealing with a certain, for lack of a better word, project, you're dealing with a certain part of your life, and now you got to ask the Holy Spirit, now, show me the promise for this. All right, once he showed you the promise, he just showed you God. And the promise, he just put you in God's hand. And it's already in there. See? And that's why the church maturity is so important, because what happened, we started running around this faith mountain. We run around this faith mountain because we were so happy to hear something else, because religion just have you in bondage. So we heard about faith. We heard about praying in the Holy Ghost. And we got so excited over the whole thing, we stayed there. And the whole thing was supposed to be a propeller to bring us into a deeper dimension of the spirit, where we can function as people who are in this world but not of this world, that we had the ability to call things that be not as though they were, or cause things to happen that naturally could not happen by no program, no chemical, no psychology, no school, no university, because we're not an organization, we're an organism. And we got the life of God in us, so we are partakers, exceeding great and precious promises, he talked about in 2 Peter. And it is now unto him that they will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think. So say, but it's according to your growth, according to your understanding, you where you are because of how you have grown in the things of spirit. But it's all there, it's already for us. And I think the reason the church is duped, played upon, is because of all these religious spirit, all the tradition, denomination. And then when people thought, when they come to a knowledge of scriptures, boy, and read their Bible and mock their Bible, they really thought, oh, now I'm ready now. No, Jesus said, search the scripture. Mm-hmm. For in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. See, the Bible is to bring us to him. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I was walking this morning, and I thought about the word quicken. You have the quickened who are dead in sin and trespass, all right? Made us alive. And I thought about how you feed your quickening. Well, Hebrew 4:12 said the word of God is quick. So you put in that John 6:63, see? You feed it like that. And then that was another aspect of quicken. Then Isaiah 11:3 that stirred me up too, after he talked about we have wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And then he says this, that God make me a quick understanding of the fear of the Lord. So that was the highest one. A quick understanding. That word quick means alive. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a live walk in the fear of the Lord. A live spiritual walk in the fear of the Lord. And when that happens, that's respect, that's honor, that's obedience, that's submission. We start walking close to the Lord. And now everything we deal with, we won't be double-minded. We know that the Lord got it, so we put our full trust in the Lord and not in nothing that come up. Because everything come up, listen, the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the water that dwell in them. And they that dwell in Psalm 24:1, right? Then Jesus turned around and told us, if he teaches in the fifth, sixth, and seventh chapter of Matthew, he would tell us how to live in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. He tell us in the fifth chapter, the fifth verse, listen to this, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So there's a meekness and a divine assurance we must carry. That's why we can't see all this stuff here would do is make you high-minded. God is not going to permit you to do that. You see, God bless the humble-minded, those who trust in him. So Satan knows the ignorance of the church. So the Bible says he can transform himself into an angel of light. So Satan knows that if he come up with something that tell them They're going to make a bow of money. And none of them in there for no help. And none of them in there for the love. I love you so much. I want you to have a good sanitary napkin. And none of them in there for that. They ain't there for money. You know that's true. They ain't there for money. But it's just a trick of the devil. We must know all the promises of God in him is yea and amen. If you look at the Bible, I think it was in, Isaiah 56 and 8, I believe. It says not one promise, not one word from God has ever failed. Mm-hmm. And when you're hot in your heart, then you skip and you jump to Isaiah 55 and 11, he said nothing returned to him void. He didn't say that. He didn't say it would neutrally produce something. He said it shall prosper. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you bring all these promises together, like we read Isaiah 55, 11, that scripture I talked about in Isaiah, I think that's the right scripture. But all these things, when you pull them together, all these are just revealing to us what great avenue that our faith has to travel in to produce things supernaturally for us. You know, the church been going in circles so long that she really don't realize the truthfulness and the faithfulness of God. You know, he said, my covenant will not break, nor alter the word going out of my lips. And then the Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Then the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. We got so many, see, all those words there. And when you stand on that in your faith and don't panic, there is a divine rest that the Lord will put on you in the middle of your mess. In other words, it's not working out like you thought it should, but he brings you a divine rest as long as you listen to him, spend time with him, and he'll hold you in that container until he can manifest for you exactly what you asked for. He always give you what you asked for. He will never fail you. But it's tests that you had to go through. You have need a patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now that word might is a word that he put in there because he knows some people are not gonna hold up. You see, the thief coming up and steal, kill and destroy. I come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. And then there's a grand one in Galatians 3:14, after you talk about the 13th, but Christ redeemed it from great law. He said at the end of it, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And the might is there if you don't connect with his almightiness, that he's not going to fail you, then you might drift off on something like this and try to make it happen. Every time somebody go on something like this, they're demoted in the spirit. Because God said, you really don't trust me. You're looking for a way to do this thing quick. See, there's a natural quick, mm-hmm. and there's a supernatural quick in it. Don't get these words mixed up. See, quick, I got it. That's the normal English connotation. But the quickness God talking about is spiritually being made alive supernaturally by him in his own timing. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And so as we go, and I'm going to close, but as we go, the enemy going to dress up things more wiser for it even seem like, oh, this is, you know, I didn't believe in the napkin. I didn't believe in the gold. I didn't believe in the telephone. But this is, yeah, this is a hot oil, yeah. They're going to come up with some oil. I wonder why none of them come on oil. I can come up with some oil right now and make me some money. These people are so stupid. I come up with oil, boy. Ooh, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, eat it up. Yeah, I mean, I'm not being a apostle. I'm talking about being just a person. They come up with this oil with this ingredient. You drink just a little bit. Oh, man, my God. So thank God for Holy Ghost protection.
Right. Yeah.
It's a done deal.